Welcome and thank you for tuning your ears to Like a Mustard Seed, a podcast from Bethany Theological Seminary. Today we are blessed and honored to have Rebecca Dolly as our main guest, and also with us, Karen Duhai, Bethany's Director of Student Development. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Thank you again for joining us, ladies. Rebecca, Karen, you have the ground.
Dr. Rebecca Dolly, it is an honor to have you with us at Bethany Theological Seminary for at least a brief time. Last year, you were recognized with the Humanitarian Award from the United Nations for your work in Nigeria as the founder and head of CEPI. Can you tell me what CEPI stands for and what you do?
CEPI is Center for Caring, Empowerment, and Peace Initiatives. And we have a lot of programs. We have food and non-food items, so we distribute food to people. And we have livelihood centers or skill acquisition centers where people learn different type of craft, sewing, knitting, and so that they will build their life, and usually to orphans and then widows. And we also have gender-based violence, where we observe women who are raped or women who are brutalized, and then we stand on their behalf, and we take perpetrators of this rape to court, and we have health where people are sick. We take them to the hospital, and sometimes we provide medicine. We also have, we observe Thursdays in black, where every Thursday we wear black so that we stand against violence in the world and rape. World Council of Churches introduced us to that by Dr. Flatter. And so we do it every Thursday. We wear black and then we advocate on behalf of those who are affected by violence. And we have village savings and loan. We form women into groups, 25 or men, and then they will collect money and then help each other. After that, at the end of the year, they will earn interest. And also, we have a lot of things that we are doing, especially protection monitoring, where we monitor people, children who are roaming in the street, and children who are just vulnerable like that. We try to protect them, and we try to make advocacy and then awareness on things that are not good. So a lot of things that we do in CEPI by the grace of God.
CEPI has so many wonderful programs. I'm assuming that it has grown over the years. How did CEPI start?
CEPI started in 1989. When I look at my history, I grew up very poor and I suffered. I was trying to sell things in order to buy uniform or shoes or pencil. So when I saw a lot of children roaming about without school, or they're from very poor family, then I formed some women. I said, come, let us form a group and then do something. So I taught them how to do tie and dye. And we send it here in America, South. And we send some to Calabash, that is in Germany. And after we sold all this material, we made tie and dye, tablecloth, and napkins, shirts. So we gain a lot of profits. But on that day that we supposed to divide and then the prophet we supposed to help these children with it, the woman refused. So I said, okay, since you are not ready, I talk to my husband and we start with our own things. So we help with our own money, and there are some who are very poor without food. We take our food and help them. So it start just as a drop of water in a sea. And I never think that it will grow like that.
You mentioned wanting to help children go to school. Bethany, as you know, is an educational institution. Why is education so important for you?
Without education, I will not be who I am, because education opens a lot of things for me. I have a lot of my classmates who drop out from school, and their life now is really sympathetic, because but education helped me to go and read a lot of things, and then I become theologian. I can preach, and I can present papers, I can write proposal, I can do a lot of things because of education. Those without education, they cannot do it. So education is very important. If you have education, then sky will be your limit.
I know that faith is very important to you as well. Can you tell me a little bit about your faith journey and how that informs your work with CEPI?
I started very young. My mother taught us how to pray. And when I was 5 years, she led me to Girls' Brigade. And in the Girls' Brigade, we were taught how to help girls to become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through reverence, self-control, and to find enrichment of life. Then I followed Christ. I accepted Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Then I started to think that, okay, without God, nothing will prosper in this world. So even when I was in attack by Boko Haram, so I prayed. I said, Lord, help me. And if I'm going to die in the hands of these people, accept me, but I know you can release me. So immediately they asked me some question. Why, what are you doing? I said, I'm praying. Praying for what? I said, praying for me and for myself and for you. And they said, what is the topic of your prayer? So I said, I am praying for you so that you will repent. And they said, who are the Boko Harams? I said, the Boko Harams, they kill people and they make people to suffer. And during that time that I was telling them, I thought maybe it was my last day. But then deep inside me, I have faith in God that he will deliver me. And gradually, they let me go.
One of the great things that you have been doing for the country of Nigeria has been sharing stories of what it has been like to live there, to see the change with Boko Haram. Could you tell us a little bit about what that has been like as the Boko Haram has spread through the country? How have you seen Nigeria change over the years?
Nigeria before Boko Haram, it was very good. People live everywhere without threat, without fear. And although in some part of the country, there are some crises, but then Boko Haram crisis was really big. They overcome more than 21 local government, and they kill a lot of people. They destroy property, and so mass destruction. And a lot of people became very, very poor. They destroy school, health facilities, and poverty. Is people are now who were rich before, now they are in poverty and they cannot have something to eat or drink. And in some villages, they are no more there. They abandoned the villages because of fear of Boko Haram. And these women, they suffer a lot. Some, they watch their husband being killed by Boko Haram. Some, their children being killed by Boko Haram. So they saw us, and then when we gave them relief, they give us their stories. And some, they call us to watch how they were doing. I will remember one woman, when she called me, her husband and then her children were killed. And it's really very sad and terrible sight to see. So Boko Haram impacted a lot of hardship and horror on people.
Seppi does a lot of work, particularly for the women in Nigeria. And you mentioned that one of the things that they do is share their stories with you. Now, I know you are working on a book project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the book project is partly, I'm going to link the story of my life and the stories of the women. We have a lot of similar stories with those women. We suffered hardship. Some, they were raped, and some, their children were taken away, and also I lost a child. And displacement, some, they were displaced, most of them, and they suffer a lot of loss. So I'm going to connect it with my story. But then also my PhD and my master's thesis is, my master's thesis is on the impact of violent conflict on Christian and Muslim women in Jos. And I interviewed a lot of women and I had a lot of stories from them. Some, they show me scars from their body. Some, their breasts were amputated. Some, their legs, some, their private part. And they share the story with me. And the same with my PhD. So in my writings, I have thousands of stories. And apart from the stories that I got from Seppi, I also had the history of violence against women. And I started with since in 13th century, Nigeria, they started domestic slave trade. They were selling each other, and then, but during those slave trade, women suffered a lot. And so I want to tell that story and connect with some of the stories that currently I have, and also the history of violence in Nigeria started from Metatsine in the 1980s up to current Boko Haram. I want to match them together.
As I'm sure you know, violence against women is a very big topic in the United States right now as well. Why do you think violence against women is such a pervasive and recurrent problem all over the world?
Because women, by nature, they are not violent. They are very kind. They are not brutal. They don't have strength of men that can retaliate. And usually they are compassionate. But some of this violence against women, we call it vicarious punishment. Vicarious punishment means that those who come to fight, they wanted the men. But when they did not see the men, then they beat up the women, and some they killed them together with their children. Some because of wickedness. Just recently, Boko Haram killed two humanitarian workers. And it's really not good, because why those women, they went to help people?
You have heard so many devastating stories. Where do you find hope in all of this?
First, I grew up, my mother taught me to be firm and not to pity myself and to endure hardship, because she too, she endured hardship. And also from my training as a girls' brigade in the church and Christian teachings. So I find hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I find hope with friends, hope. My husband has been really supportive. So he also gave me hope to continue and carry on with my life.
And you are traveling back to Nigeria tomorrow. And so I'm wondering, and I'm sure that the listeners of our podcast will be wondering as well, how can we help you and support you in the work that you have been doing, this important work that needs to continue?
You can help through several means. You can write a check and then send it to CEPI USA, because we have CEPI USA. And then now recently we have, although we are still setting it, but within a week it will come out. So if you go to our CEPI USA website or CEPI website, you can have a PayPal, and you can click, and if you click, you will see David Faust, who is our treasurer, and if you click that, then you will see CEPI account. So when you put it there, it will serve here, and then it will reach Nigeria, because the purpose of CEPI US is to help some people here, but then outreach in Nigeria. So this is how you can help. And then you can help us with the prayer. It's very good, so that God will protect us, because it's very dangerous. A lot of workers, I have more than 80 workers, they are working in dangerous places. So we need your prayers.
Sister Rebecca, it has been such a blessing getting to know you during your stay at Bethany Theological Seminary. Our prayers absolutely go with you for your continued work, and I know that I will be joining you in wearing Thursdays on Black to help advocate for women and to put an end to the violence against women. So thank you for your work, and thank you for sharing some of your story with us.
Thank you, and thank you very much, Stevens, Headings, and Karen, for this great opportunity. I appreciate you. May the Lord bless you with this great work.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca, and thank you, Karen, for joining us. If you want to know more about the Center for Caring, Empowerment, and Peace, then you can go on to cepiusa.org. And if you want to find the link to that, it is in the show description below. And you can learn more about how to give, who they are, the work that they do. Tune in a couple weeks from now when we'll have our next guest and host with us. Until then, wherever you are, be rooted and grow so that the world flourishes.